This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 24 Pentecost Wednesday C, variable. To be used only if there is a 25 Pentecost Sunday, otherwise skip to 27 Pentecost. First posted November 10, 2010. To Thessalonians 2:13-5. Thanks and praise to the Lord. Paraphrase, Paul constantly thanked God for the Christians at Thessalonica, in Macedonia, on the European continent, who were beloved by God, and were chosen by God to be saved through sanctificatione, the process of bringing to spiritual maturity, by work of the Holy Spirit through faith, obedient trust, in the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, those who have been born again. John 3:3-5-8, filled with the anointing of the indwelling Holy Spirit. God had called them, and all believers, through the gospel, the good news of forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word, and salvation from eternal condemnation, which is the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, home. Believers are called through the gospel to attain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we must be steadfast in faith to the teachings which Paul and his fellow missionaries, Silas, Silvanus, and Timothy had made known to them by word and example, in person, and by letter. Now Paul prayed for the believers, that God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ would comfort and establish their hearts in good words and deeds. The Lord loved us and gave us eternal comfort and hope by grace, his unmerited favor, a free gift. Paul asked the Thessalonian church to pray for Paul's ministry, that the Lord would hurry and complete his ministry of the word of God through Paul, and that Paul and fellow missionaries would be delivered from wicked and evil people, because not everyone accepts the gospel truth. The Lord is entirely faithful, and will deliver believers from all evil. Paul was confident that believers were doing and would do as Paul had taught them. So Paul asked that the Lord would guide their hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ, to Thessalonians 3:5. Commentary, by the preaching of the gospel by Paul, the church at Thessalonica was one of the first churches founded on European soil. Paul's ministry was very successful among Gentiles, non-Jews, and received much opposition from the local synagogue, because the Jews had hopes to convert them to Judaism, and regarded Christianity as a heretical sect. We are all beloved by God, and his love is revealed by his sending of his only, begotten, Son, begotten by the Holy Spirit, to die on the cross as the only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of our sin and our salvation from eternal condemnation and death, which is the penalty for sin. The blood of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is intended to cleanse us from all sin by faith, so that we are able to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, through whom we are spiritually born again to eternal life. Only Jesus baptizes with the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience, Acts 19:2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Jesus' death and resurrection make it possible for us to have a personal relationship with God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ by the infilling of the Holy Spirit, John 16:7, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9. By the indwelling Holy Spirit we are led in spiritual growth to spiritual maturity at the day of Christ's second coming, Philippians 1:6, fulfill, perfect. Spiritual growth requires the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the knowledge of, and obedient trust in God's Word, in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, the living Word, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified, John 1:1-5, 14. Through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are called to follow Jesus' example and teaching, so that we can attain the glory, the blessings and honor, the moral attributes of God's own righteousness, the bliss of eternal life in heaven, which Jesus has received. Jesus is God's only begotten Son, but we can become God's adopted sons and daughters through faith in Jesus. This world has been designed to allow the possibility of sin, disobedience of God's word, so that we have the freedom to choose for ourselves whether to trust and obey God or not. But this world and we ourselves have been limited by time, because God is not willing to tolerate rebellion and disobedience forever, or at all in his eternal kingdom, or it wouldn't be heaven. This lifetime is our opportunity to seek, find and have fellowship with God, our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and to be spiritually reborn, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus. Those who have been truly born again will demonstrate their spiritual rebirth, regeneration, by their words and deeds. The indwelling Holy Spirit comforts believers in times of suffering and persecutions. In his Gospel, John uses the Greek word parakletos, from which we get paraclete, meaning intercessor, consoler, advocate, comforter. The KJV translates it as comforter, the RSV translates it as counselor. Christians should pray for the ministry of the gospel through missionary evangelists like Paul, and through ourselves. We have personally experienced the truth of the gospel and are enabled to proclaim it by the Holy Spirit working in and through us. We must learn to step out in faith. But the ministry of the gospel can only be carried out by the Holy Spirit, not by our own human abilities and efforts. Zechariah 4:6, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8. Christians can expect the same opposition to the gospel that Jesus, Paul, and the Thessalonian Christians experienced from worldly people. We must respond with love and steadfastness, which are only possible through Jesus. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.